And later would come the legend of Jehovah, the pantheon of the gods of Greece. And they came too from whence they came. And Greece had all of the gods that were everywhere. And then came one terrible god. His name was Jehovah. And he hated women. He hated all of the women. He hated Diana. The women of war, he hated them and he did away with them. And like a chess game, he chose people to make an army, to make war on the people who loved the gods that had come in their midst on their way to becoming the same. And here comes Jehovah. Terrible, terrible being who exacted from other gods here. So insecure was this childish being that he could never have gotten away with this on any other planet. But he came here and he took a weak man who couldn't even admit that his wife was his wife to a king who had played her a compliment. He gave her to the king to save his own hide. That's the people who loved Jehovah. And he came and he made war on every group of people that the remembrance of the great gods in their midst had given them culture, had given them science, had given them art to make known the unknown. And he came and he called this weak man out and he made an army and he made war on every living human being. And of his own people, he exacted the most unmerciful price. That if you love me, I demand the blood of your firstborn man and I demand the blood of your lastborn male. That they were to cut their throats and bleed them to satisfy him, to prove their allegiance to him. That is the truth of Jehovah. And he comes, and in his insecurity and butchery, created the beginning of the sadness of the world today. So, 35,000 years ago were the days of the ram. Historic days. A human being becoming God in one lifetime. But not that the whole army wasn't that. The whole army was asked to be it. To go where the gold meets the blue. And to those left are left at the mercy of the most vengeful God of all. An insecure man who hated women. And that's the history of Jehovah. So, I am here to talk to you who once were in my army about your own divinity and that it's time with all your incarnations to reckon a physics as complicated and as simple as quantum physics. To gladly take the compliment that you are divine and take responsible for the small patch of earth called your reality. For that such responsibility and such gardening and such tender effort allows you to be given a bigger patch of earth. A bigger reality. And now we can talk to you on a level, although simplistic, in a torn earth, from religious belief under fear to one of a more ancient history and a more ancient knowledge. Behold, God is the ancient knowledge. And that the endowment of your humanity embodies all of the possibilities that any divine being would be endowed with utterly. And that your occupation of such a body is your reincarnation and your karma. And your only karma is that you didn't finish making known the unknown, and that you became enraptured and enslaved with emotions, wanting to create a reality that would recreate what you are addicted to, the addict in the brain. And here we are, come back, facing a historical mad being, to giving truth to truth of you who are beautiful beyond words and have in you the remarkable ability to change your world. But nobody ever told you that you could do this. That is my job. That's why I'm here. That's why I have a channel. I want God to come out of the mouth of a woman. I want her to age in front of you. I want her to be every man's dream, and then scholar, and then every child's grandmother. I want you to see the glory of God in a woman, the very thing that Jehovah hated the most. And I want you to find the nature of your quintessence again. And we don't approach this as some fanatic in some far-off cultist religion, but from the pure science of neurobiology, neurophysiology, genetics, and reality itself. And so I'm here to be a god as a woman and to say to you these things, so far removed from the flirt, so far removed from needing a compliment, so far removed from thinking I should watch my weight, I should think what I say, so far removed from the silliness of an animal kingdom just doing it for breeding. We're not breeding here. We are God woman realized. Yeah. Much of my story I can still acquire, for I have told it over time, of the great march 35,000 years ago. You would not have been here with me, save the man who walked out who cannot absolutely tolerate something prettier than him. This knowledge that is in you, you would never have come to see me if something in you did not resonate to the name Ramtha. Turn to your partner and tell him, what say you? Yes. To life. The idea that there's trouble here. Forget about who's making war in Iraq and Palestine and the Jews and all that trash, you know? Let's come to the root cause. What is the greatest problem here? The alienation of women, because it's the alienation of God. It's like half of us doesn't work. It's like having half of our body that doesn't work, and the other half does. So everything's left-handed. I don't know if that's a great example, but I'm using it anyway. So, in women, I want you to recall something. That what gave you your beauty today, what gave you your beauty today, and your children's beauty, your husband's beauty, was the greatest scientist that ever lived. She was a god of 455,000 years ago. She was the one that did all the experiments in the laboratory in Africa. She's the one that created the first Adam. So God was a woman. Ooh. And you know, The maternalness, that maternalness of the negative, fosters love. You only have to give a woman a baby, and after they get over feeling uncomfortable and it may puke on their new blouse, their brain neural net turns over and they suddenly become protective. Well, anything that would protect, well, first would create coddle and love and never dispose of quickly, would have been a woman scientist. And she was the greatest of them all. She is the quintessential goddess of Africa. And it's from her lab that you can say you have green eyes, blue eyes, mahogany skin, polished black hair, hair that looks like the sun, that you are short and tall, that you are all of these things from her lab. And she loved everything she made because she knew that everyone was coming to that fall, that quintessential blue waterfall in ultraviolet blue. And we were falling down. She knew they were coming. If she made the bodies, they would come, you know. She did. So the woman in religion, and it started with Jehovah, who hated women. So he made every woman cover up because he didn't want to be tempted by them. He hated them. If they were covered up, they didn't risk being murdered by him. So he said, you know, these women don't have a soul. They're not important. Don't let us spoil our plan by some woman who suddenly felt betrayed because you lied about her. Forget her. You know, that's what he did. Tragic. Every great culture had their goddess. Greece, the glory of Greece, had Diana. They had that beautiful woman, that Amazon, that warrior, that she embodied the nurturing of the world who would protect her offspring. She would protect her country. She was a warrior to be contended with and could do battle with any god. And yes, she can. Because ultimately, we are the blue body with no sexuality, are we not? Come on. Are you still with me? When is the next time you think you're going to see me? So what you have here is really dynamic new thought that women, and you have to go and look at Mother and go, Mother, I never thought of you in the ways that I'm now seeing you. And my grandmother, who was so wise, but did it under the QT, least the husband here. And she's giving you the knowledge she wants you to know. Your wife, your mother. Think about your mother. Now think about your mother. Think about your mother. She had to marry your father because it was the only way she could survive. And she had to live in his shadow and keep getting pregnant. She didn't want to make love, but you know how men are. And so, I mean, imagine her. I mean, she doesn't want to get satisfied every night after working all day, cooking all day, washing all day, tending children all day, cleaning a hovel all day, going to prayer all day, confessing all day. And then at the end of absolutely cleaning all the dishes, she has to fall in bed and go, what? You want me? What? What? Why? We sort of have to look at her with a new appreciation. It's a god in there. You know what? She would just like to have had a good night's sleep. But instead, she had you. I mean, she's satisfying her husband while she's pregnant with you. I mean, was there ever a love greater than that? I don't think so. And so great is the test of this God that had no say-so in anything. She couldn't make known the unknown, which was her impulse to do. Imagine what kind of religion, Father talked to you about it today, what kind of religion would suppress her? She'd have to go sideways out of her mind. And she's wanting to invent and create and you know, go to school and be able to have dialogue about new thought, new concepts, and, you know, policies on politics and, you know, wonderful things she could contribute to. She's never allowed to do that. No wonder she's angry. Can we ever blame her? I don't think anybody can. You just need knowledge to understand the rejection or the reaction or the coldness of your own mother. I mean, she's laid down as some breeding animal to produce, like pigs, people, and she's asked never have an opinion. What think you of that? Come on! Barbaric. So I've come to rescue the women. My channel, Ramaya, full throttle. And so, here I have, think about the history of priests. Think about, I mean, my channel was once Joan of Arc. She saved France from England. This is a remarkable creature for truth. So now, who do you have as people you look up to as spiritual leaders in the world? They're all men. And the church wants you to lay those women down and make them produce more Catholics. No, 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 no. 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 So, if we know, you know, you're sophisticated and tried by fire in reincarnation enough to come here and go, well, my teacher is a 60-year-old woman looking good. Channeling a 35,000-year-old entity, and if you can't handle that, so, we are in Ramaya's dream to the march. So be that.